End of Siman Yud Gimel. Take a look, please, Rabbi Osai. You should have gotten the updated Maram HaKavos on your emails, which is our Maram HaKavos, which will last till Sukkos. So that's about it. Okay. Ushtias Mayim Mutachutz Sukkah. Haimad Lishal Mayim. Rabbi Gamliel Shlo Hayatzarach Sukkah. El Shehich Mal Atzma. Who's Machman himself, even to drink water. The Rambam writes the same thing. But the Rosh, if you recall, only said about Paris. Because under one opinion, you're chayiv in Paris. We saw that fine test in Yuma at length. So why is that going to leave Machman then? No. Look in the Mishnah. It's on the facing page. The very beginning of Yud Gimel. The story. They brought the Rashbag, Rabbi Gamliel, Shtei Kosovos of Lishon Mayim from Mehelam Nesukah. He was Macha, not because of the Lishon Mayim. He was Macha because of the Shtei Kosovos. But Lishon Mayim by itself, he would not have been Machmir. Got it? It's a little bit unclear. That's what the Bach explains. Okay. Fine. The Maril says you should not be Macha for Shtei Kosovos. It's too much of a chumrah. Against the Rambam, against the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Fine. So now, Rabbi Osai, we have the famous Mishnah on Chof Chesem and Beis. Let's turn there. Kol Shives Hayomim Odom Osa Sukoso Keva Ubeis Aroi. Okay. So what do you have to do there? Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Ketzat, etc. Ochel v'shose u'metayel b'sukkah. I mentioned this once before. What do you mean metayel? So in modern Hebrew, we know what metayel means. I take a hike, a walk, right? In Eretz, I just came from Eretz, we went to Tiulim. The whole world's been doing a Tiulim. I gotta take a Tiul in the sukkah. It's not big enough. So sure enough, at the very beginning of the Sefer, this beautiful Sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag, discussed in page 1, not much the first page, called page Hey, you know, because they count the introductory pages. He writes as follows: Metayel, bracket, Noch Bitzel Sukoso. Someone mentioned to me before. Okay. Look. Tayel, Meloshin, Tula. Tula, the Aruch says. Lon b'tzeil, the befurish the gemara in ksubis, the samach beis, who are tayolin, no get tilchus ona, ochel b'didei v'goni b'tula de'apadne. What tula means? Tayolim says tosus de'en ksubis, al shem shadakam b'tula, b'poshet shanikol b'shoneinu in modern Hebrew, til v'ragel v'tayol v'lishtof avetzach, ein mekoma b'sukah. And there's a Rashi in Tainas Avchav. Latayel means lismoach. It's a typo. It should mean lanuach. To rest up. That's what the word Tila means. More Megillah. Potek Nesios. Ain mitaylin behem. Take a Tiel in the shul. Means you don't go in there to rest up just because there happens to be some shade there. It's the answer to the Kasha. The Achronim ask, I have a Tiel in a sukkah of 7x7. Tvach. What kind of thing? You take 2 steps, it's done. Big akasha. How you have if it's 10 tvachim high? You can't stand up. Terence says the word til means to rest. You can rest in a short sukkah, in a small sukkah, till you enjoy the shade of the sukkah. It's important to understand what the word means. Okay? Rabosai, important point. Now comes some halacha lemaisa. What else you do in the sukkah? Let's take a look, if you will, in the Shulchan Aruch, Tav Resh Lamed Tes, Sif Aleph. Well, I Mishnah Berurah, we'll look there. We have to refer to the regular Mishnah Shulchan Aruch, but let's first see what you all have. Here we go. Sif Aleph. Ochel v'shoseh v'yoshen u'metayel Vidar Basukkah. The Mechaba left out those words, V'yoshin and Matayel. Okay, price included somehow or other. Vidar. Says the Mishnah Berurah Beis, Chenim Yirtze L'Saprem Chaveru Yisaprem Basukkah. What does the Saprem mean? Shmooz. Right? It's like a shmooz. The way you shmooz, people shmooz all day. What do you shmooz? You shmooz in the sukkah. Vada. Shmooz in the sukkah. Well. Questions. How far do you take this? The shmooz. How far do you go? So the source of this is the Taz coming from the Ma'aril. But this is something which you're not going to believe. I'll read it to you straight from the Shulchan Aruch, and then when you have Shulchan Aruch, I'll read it to you from the Shulchan Aruch. Again, Tav Reish Lamed Tes. Listen carefully. The words are unbelievable. The Pri Megadim, the very beginning of the Siman, and the Taz Sifkat Naf. You know the Pri Megadim is divided in half. Eshel Avram on the Magen Avram and Mishpat Ozov on the Taz. Catch this now. With a Mari Vile, Harotel the Sachik Bekuvia, Yisachik Besukah. Huh? Roll dice. Kuvia's dice. You learn Sanhedrin. You could be Puzzle Yadis maybe, in some cases. You play it in the Sukkah. And the side it says over here, in the fancy Shulchan Aruch, well, Kuvia, it's not really there in Marivail, Schok, never uses the word Kuvia directly in the original source in the Marivail, Schok. I told you when I was a kid, I recall if I'm not mistaken, one year, many years ago, the experts can tell me what year it was, there was a Jewish pitcher named Sandy Koufax. You ever hear him?
Yeah.
He didn't pitch in Yom Kippur. So the other people, so the other guy pitched lost, and he pitched the next day and also lost. Don Drysdale, correct. So where's God? He doesn't pitch Yom Kippur. So the first pitcher loses, and then he loses the next day. Where's the Rebbeinu Shalom? All the Brooklyn Dodgers, and that was LA Dodgers. Where's the Rebbeinu Shalom? If I recall correctly, some magic, the Dodgers came back. If I recall, as a child, I remember as a teenager, watching, I think, the last game of the World Series, which is Chalavoy Tzukas, figure out, start Yom Kippur. It's a week or so later, in my sukkah. Wow. I'm pretty sure I had a sukkah at my parents' house in Queens. And they had this extension cord for the TV. Who's going to have the World Series? I think Sandy Koufax won the seventh game. He's a Jewish guy who lost the first game of Yom Kippur. I think he won two more games, if I'm not mistaken, with the Kiyasu. Ooh, this is more than 50 years ago. So if I'm wrong a little bit, some of the pratim be meichel me. You can check it up on your internet. But I remember watching the game in the sukkah. That's what we used to do. Nesachek. Never played dice in the sukkah. I wasn't a gambler. But I never gambled on any baseball games, chas v'shalom. But we all were, who was it? The national pastime. So we weren't smart enough to spend our time more wisely learning and other things. But whatever we do, this is a mefurish of Taz. To watch the World Series, watch the World Series in the sukkah, but that means schok, a game, national game called baseball. That's what we did. Okay. Now, the question becomes: must a person do what we'll call tiyul, resting up in the sukkah? Seems to be a machlokas amongst the rishon. So, since we're here already. Tosa Ben Yehuda and Brochus at Alfred Base. If I press, does nothing happen? I'll have to press one of these pages?
No, it didn't
look. I'll try this. Was Kuflam and Bab? What was the page? Yeah.
Kuflam
and Dine. It's frozen. Can't get it to work? I'm pressing the wrong buttons. Tosfos Ben Yehuda is a very, very important source. It's known as Rabbi Yehuda Sur Lyon. He's called Tosfos Ben Yehuda Chassid. baloney. It's nothing to do with Rabbi Nachas. It's a different person who lives in Germany. This person lives in France. Tam Rav Enatam. And he has many wonderful things. There's a new edition out. New, it's 40 years old. Two volumes and brachas. He has beautiful footnotes also. Oh, there you go.
Sir Leon.
Remember, Yehuda. It's a Yehuda Aryeh. Everybody knows Leon. Yehuda. Leon. Leo. They call Leon. It comes from France originally. For Sha'ati Rabbeinu Yaakov Nuchosu Kava. It's Rabbeinu Tam. Al Pirkas HaSukkah. Him Sarach Levarach Shenichas Nishinbo. Kehisim HaChashiv. Can't Sarach Levarach. Kishem Elo Yuchal Nishinbo. Toysa says in Brishu on the Mar Mekomis. May not fall asleep. Kshu Mamish Shamech L'Shena. Oh, you're about to fall asleep. And Yuchal Levarach. Machas HaShen Yuchal Levarach. You know, just before I go to sleep, I'll say Hamapil. You'll never say Hamapil. You fall asleep first. Say I'm apple earlier. I have to talk. It's a talk. It's not really easy to talk. It's a chumrah. The chumrah comes to a cooler. People do mevatel the mitzvah of a dinner gemara. So, chen agush al levarch. The anani answered me. She kol mitzvah sukkah. She kaim isud achas at sud acheres. Kegon. Pesheina, shinun, v'til besukkah. Birchas leishiv besuka shebirach besuda potrasa melevarach aleihem. I have breakfast, lunch, and supper. I make a bracha breakfast. The pot is my sleeping and my learning and my resting in between breakfast and lunch. I got a bracha on lunch. Pot is till supper. Bracha on supper is the breakfast. Okay. V'im sham ein tzar levarach aleshena v'tam shabein Yaakov. Doesn't matter because it covers till the next meal. The context we're doing a bracha you have base. It's the context. We don't make one bracha a day. Yeah. Sheish lomash b'toch aminik shtal varach. V'alatiu v'hashinun lo shalti mimenu. Yes, Rabbi. When the time, why no bracha on sleeping? Because he thought he can't fall asleep. He gave a different answer. Because achila patas. I didn't ask him about learning or about resting. Kimal Hashena. Fisha Hashena Matsino Shasa Lisha and Chutzasuka Shina Sarai. Before she Gemara. Vechimir Bayosim Bachila. Shachila Sarai Matas Chutzasuka. Vikavin Shabavarcha Malachila. Koshkan Al Hashena. Alkeshtam Lachalak. Watch this. Avotil Vishinun Lomatsinu Shum Iser Chutzasuka. What's going on? You can rest outside the sukkah, you can learn outside the sukkah. There's no problem whatsoever. No problem. Let's see if it's find something lucky over here. One second. Quotes a differing opinion. See the footnotes over here. Whenever you walk into the sukkah, you make a bracha. Even if you go to learn, you make a bracha against the re. You follow Rabbi Natan. Okay. Adkan. Are both there with me? Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to show you. Very, very important. Whoa, what happened? How do I get Barilan? Ah, I don't know what this picture says, but I don't mind pictures. Everybody says, so this is the Vart. Anybody disagree? Yes.
Yeah,
someone said it's us to do teal.
Yeah.
Oh, the picture fell away. Gavaldik. Gavaldik. Perek Vav, Rabosai, Halacha Tes. Kol Shivas Yam Kor B'Tach HaSukkah. Okay. Ukshamevin, V'daktek, B'mashak Yikra, Yav and Chutz the Sukkah. Shtem Adam Shav Zolam. It's a Gemara. Mispalo, either Sukkah or Chutz the Sukkah. Either way. Says Rabbeinu Manoach. Let's read it right once we hear already. Hi, the Rabbeinu Gemara, hold the Migris, hold the Uni. You saw the Gemara, Balsai? Yeah, you saw the Gemara. So, what does that mean? The Uni Shmaita, Kevin the Shmaita boy to Lusa, have you got to Sukkah? You need a clear head, get out of the Sukkah to distract him. Vistami Ibcha, the Ran quotes the Rachel the other way around. The Li Uni Kevahu. But Sarah Leos Pesukah to sit and learn, you know, by smother with a hard Indian being, that's Kevin. Aval Amigris, just a little bakias. I roy you, it's like you eat a snack, so you snack a little bit on a little bakias. Ubami tell Alta. But when Lana Wella Kamosha Pazka Rav against the Rach. Okay, that's Rashi. Rabbi Mefosh. We had the loving. Shechov alcohol, Adam, Shemash and Pasha, Sahagam at Tibu, based on Kona Sugar Mesnesses. So Likos also Toka Sukah. Chain minute, yeah. You need a sukkah. You have to make a leish of a sukkah. It's on learning. Why do you say leish not lechol? Because leish of a sukkah shaykh kulu. It's all called leish. Lechol, lishan, likros, shanas, the tile. All these things must be done in the sukkah. If you make a broch on it, posh brother Rabbeinu Noach is saying you're not allowed it to learn or to rest chutz the sukkah against. We saw Rabbeinu Yehuda. Yes.
Hold, you have to even on
Nikolay
Shev on
Eon
where it's
Keva
or even on.
He doesn't say. It's a good question. Relevant to eating Achilles Aroy, Pepash. It's the same thing. Achilles Aroy. Who agrees with him? He quotes the Balamor. See if you can find it. This who chayev lishin besukah ulitayelba black on white, you must now that you tile to rest up out of the sukkah against Rabbeinu Yehuda, Rabbeinu Manoach against Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Balamoz against Rabbeinu Yehuda. Okay, so against the machlekes. They quote that Avodraham says that every minute they could be in the sukkah and you're not there, you're mevatel mitzvah saseh. So Chaz Nish is quoted as saying, a sukkah is not a prison. Same as you leave your house, you leave your sukkah. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, if there's no reason to leave, you should stay. If there's a reason to leave, you should leave. It's not a jail. It's very important. People treat almost like a jail. You can't walk out. I'm sorry? Chaim Kanievsky quoted from the Chazon Ish, his uncle. Okay, it's not a prison. Okay. Now, if you look at the Rambo here, Tafresh Lamates Sifalov. At the end, the Ein Vaal Yaseh Shum Tashmish Bozi Besuka Deshloi Mitzus Bezuyas Olaf. Okay, what does that mean? What's buzzy? Says Mishnah Berurah, Shtifas Karis, washing dishes, Ashton. Okay. Can't do it. It's bizarre. Alright. What about washing your hands to Tilas Yadayim? Some people put it in Tilas Yadayim in the sukkah. Some want to say you have to. Because if you walk out, question of Kiddush Shemakom Suda. I tell you a story. When my son got married, it was right before Sukkot, 19 years ago. So the Sherev brothers were at the Machlis Sukkah, chutn, and I needed a place to daven. First night sukkahs. So it was in a sort of a semi-American minyan where Rabbi Eisenstein, he's a Talmud Rabbi Yashuv, is the rabbi there, is giving us a shir. From a whole arichas of a shir, what do you do about kiddush and makom suda? If you go into the sukkah, you make kiddush, you can't walk out. Because if you walk out, according to one pshat, the Magen Avraham, you kill the kiddush and makom suda. What do you do? So you had an interesting idea. Follow the yekis. What do the yekis do? They wash before kiddush. So once to, 1 week a year, be a yekka. Worst things can happen. That's one of his ideas. And other ideas back and forth. I remember that shiur. So a bad idea is says take a netilas adayim and put it in the sukkah. You don't have to leave. I would have said that's a bizarre. Not anymore. I don't say it anyway. Because now people put sinks in their dining rooms. The new, they're having the fancy houses out there. They don't have retractable roof for the sukkah yet. That's the next stage. Not part of the world. But they already have sinks for the netilas adayim. So if you put a sink in the dining room, the fancy dining room with all the fancy chandeliers with the alamin zachem, so you can put it in the sukkah too. It's not a bazaar. It's not viewed as a bazaar. You have a sink in your dining room? Oops, oops. What's my yid bistu? Okay. Anyway.
My wife is looking me for
it. Okay. Whatever it may be. So I thought it's okay. He has over here, I saw in the dirshu, as a machlekes. Is it okay or not okay? Seems to me, if you look at Mishnah Berurah, end of Sivkot and Dalet. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Tarlat, end of Sivkot and Dalet. He gives a klal. What's the klal? Klal adava. Kol shein dark oldios bedirosa shadorba, ein lo lahatsik basuka. The deer means his dining room, fundamentally. Not his kitchen. So with people that, my house, we wash in the kitchen. They're old fashioned. But now the fancy house, they wash it in the dining room so that they can put the system in the sukkah too. Yes?
What does Rebbe think about a guy in YU who brushes teeth in his bedroom because the sink is there and doesn't go to the bathroom? Should he brush his teeth in the sukkah? It's something you would do in your dira because that's where your sink is. But it seems puzzling.
If people brush their teeth in the dorm room, hope the dorm room itself is not a chefza being bossy. But if the dorm room is a respectable room, he brushes his teeth there, then he can brush his teeth in the sukkah too. I guess so. That's his minik. That's his minik. I think. Now, if you look at Tosfos over here, on both sides, Chof Tesam and Aleph. Mona de Michla. Koros Sha'acha Sha'ochlu Behen Tochlot Siyam and Asukkah. Shemius, get pierced by kuntros. Yesh beforshin, from kederos, pats. Vagane delisha, but they came to do a mina. Hani ein regilin lios be base dira. A lebayis yeshlam levadam. You call that a kitchen. Okay? So you have a kitchen and you have a dining room. The sukh is like your dining room, not like your kitchen. So now the tils are done. They have the sinks in the dining room now. Yeah? What about Rebosai, when you clean up your sukkah table in general? Let me ask you a question. Dining room table is full of all kinds of junk. Full of junk. Shabbos meal. Not doing Shabbos meal. Okay, Chaim, clean up the table. There's a couple of ways to do it. One is take everything piecemeal, go to the kitchen, put it in the garbage. That's the other way to do it. Want to save time, what do? Take the garbage. A little plastic thing with a garbage thing inside of it, plastic, hard plastic, soft plastic, and you push everything into it. So, by show of hands, who has ever seen it in the dining room? You should bring this kind of a garbage thing, and then they empty it all. Raise your hand if you've ever seen it. You can't do the sukkah either. I thought I've seen it, but since I'm Bottle Barov over here, so if you can't do it. Can't do it. Apparently, in Israel, they do it because he quotes over here from footnote Dirshu from this Karelitz. It's mutter. I assume that in Bnei Brak they do that during the year in the dining room table as well. I guess so. Look at Mishnah Brura, Sivkot and Hay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
And also, a lot of times in Sukkot, we have a lot of guests.
Yes.
We usually use plastic over silverware. So there's much more to throw out, which is why we usually dump everything off from the table. But like, if in our dining room, theoretically, if everything was plasticware, it's much more likely we would actually maybe bring garbage back and dump it in. So in Sukkot, we have to use more plastic.
Uh-huh.
There's more to throw out.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You shouldn't use more plastic. I'm
sorry. Oh. I once had a whole shalom bias problem when my shul goes back my very first year. Can you use plastic in Shabbos Yontif? So the man said, you can't do it. It's not covered. The woman said, yeah, you're not washing the dishes. I'm using plastic. So, you know, very nice. He's a big machmir, my husband. On my back. So it depends on what you're used to. You're right. It depends on what you're used to. Everyone has their own standards. Everyone has their own standards. So, if you take a look over here in Sukkot and Hay, the Mechabe passes like Rashi, the Ramah, I should say. Have a clay achila, li akar achila. Then the Torah could go on Kedera Sukkaros. Strange. Chutz Sukkah. Obviously, you can't take Koros all the time. You have to eat in a plate. You eat with your hands. No plates, says Mishnah Brura. Hey, going kederes to karas. Lashon zeh, mashul lechora the bishas achila. Gam kederes, put lachnis in the sukkah. V'laras mitochlo. You can bring a pot into the sukkah and pour out from it. V'oilam nishorin mea kedera lachnis in the sukkah sukkah. Have kodem achila. The oilam won't take a pot in. V'nira dechosh lasamachmirim bekedera bekol gavni. That's what we saw in Tosfos. V'yevsher, the gam das shulchan aruch kenu, v'frat mishen daka bebeisa lovi lakder l'shulchan al mar b'tol akor bebeisa chitz in the kitchen, v'vareish lizor b'zeh. V'mikom, mishen ein ol kli v'tzorach lechol ben akdeiro, v'tzorach lechol ben eating from the pot, nebuch, such poverty, they didn't have plastic plates, they didn't have throwaway plates, they had no plates, eating from the pot, that's kain to do by him, he's nebuch, it's so poor, I have to eat from a pot. So if you eat from a pot all year long, eat from the pot in Sukkot too. No problem. You have no alternative, really. What are you going to do? You have no choice. No choice. You have no choice. You have no choice. Can't help it. Can't help it. Good. Rabosai, the minig is not like Rabbeinu Manoach. It's like Tos Rabbeinu Yehuda. Let's take a look beferish in the Mechaber. Tofesh Lamates. Let's say, Ochel v'shose v'yoshin v'tayal v'dar v'sukkah. That's a good thing to do. Right? But when it comes to what's simply not allowed, right? Ain't yishenim chutz sukkah, right? You can eat aroy chutz sukkah, not keva. Doesn't say you can't be metile out of the sukkah. You can't, you know. Doesn't say anywhere. So apparently, we pass the Rabbeinu Yehuda against Rabbeinu Manoach. So it appears the Shulchan Aruch Tofresh Lamates Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Yeah. Fine. We saw that some would say you make a brach on these things. And yeah, they hold you make a brach on achila sarai also. We are so fixated on our shita. You don't make a brach on anything which you may do out of the sukkah. That's only one shita. Not everyone holds that way. So therefore, even though you make a brach on sleep, on tiyul, doesn't mean you have to do it. The mitzvah kiyumis. Mitzvah kiyumis. Fine. That's fine. That's fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Look at the Rashi over here. Chof Tesem and Alf. Mani Michla. Koros. The third narrow line. Koros. The Achar. Sheochl Ben Torah Lo Tzion. Ramat Al Chutz Pesukah. Why? Why? You can tell from the earlier Rashi. Mani Mishta Kosos. Bimatalata. The fish ain't ma'usim, not disgusting, but obviously greasy, dirty dishes, right? Are ma'usim, right? So the Magen Avraham jumps. How can the oilim goes against the Shulchan Aruch? The oilim doesn't want bring in pots at all, and they're not so careful to get rid of the dishes once they dirty up. So it could be that they hold like Tosa Shita. Could be. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. What does it mean? When must you remove the dishes? Right away? Finishing? Out. Off. Let me ask you a question. I have my chalukos in my house all the time. I'm a quick guy. I'll sit around. So we finish eating on Shabbos. Okay, let's start clearing. You know? My wife says, there's one person in the corner who's not finished yet. So 10 people are finished. I have to wait for the one person not finished yet. Probably it's Emily Post passes that way. She's go to Ador. Remember, it's an Emily. Etiquette to all that stuff. So same thing in the sukkah. You're finished eating. You're schmoozing around. Divrei Torah, I hope. Divrei Hodah, Shevach, Makosh, whatever. You gotta... So the Svarma says, if you jump, take all the pot, you're worried about this, you get scared stiff to leave it in for another second. That's not going to do. You sit around, and then when it's finished, after your bench, you can clear it. Well, that's something which is important. You're not required to take it up before benching. Okay. Fine. That's as far as the dishes are concerned. Okay. Dishes are dishes. You have to do the right thing with the dishes. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. How serious is this dish? Are the dishes? It's a dishes story. So you left the dishes. You left the dishes. Look at Mishnah Berurah Rabosai, in Sifkat and Vav. Chutzah Sukkah. Well, become a gom, but the Yevet, him hichtis besocha, clay macha lo osa, but the Tashish Bozui, ein nifselas asukah bekach, who says so, achronim. Shar atzi and Yud Gimel. The Chayot and Kotz Rabbeinu Manoach. When the dirty dishes are there, the pots, ein levorech oz leishet besukah, to psuli midrabonah, v'chem muchach b'loshon arif. So, whoa, you look at the Ran and the Machamis, you'll see, there's no raya from the loshon arif, the Balamoros, it's not nefselas. Three rishonim against Rabbeinu Manoach. Mor, Ramban, Ran. Three against one. Uh-oh. I found the Ravid. Lawrence Kipshuto. So you better be a machmir, Rabosai. Uh-oh. That's what he says. Okay, I don't know. It's possibly even with the Yevit. That's what he says. It's all based on the Gemara. One second. Daf Memches. It's on the Mayim HaKomis. Daf Memches. Take a quick look. Memches. Okay. Sukkah Shiva. Ketzad goma milecho on Hashanah Rabba on Eretz Yisrael. Uyatra sukkoso. Avamorid es hakelim and amincho lemalem. Mikva kvoriyat akva shalchad. Take away all the fancy dishes because you have to prepare for Shmini Atzeres. Eat inside in Eretz Yisrael. Ain lo kelim lehorid mao. Nebuch is a poor person has no kelim. So what are you eating with? Ain lo mokal lehorid kelim. You know where to put it. Mao. Poches barabo, you pass the sukkah. Rabbi Shul Ben Levi says, you can put in a nair. We'll see soon. Hola, hola, who? Hote, nak sukkah ktana. Sukkah gadola, maikla, maima. The mailbe, mani mikla. The marava, mani mikla, bami mitalalta. Mani mishti mitalalta. It's all Gemara. What does that mean? You bring in these pots or dirty dishes into the sukkah. What does that show? That you're not eating on in the Shem Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres, it'll be Baal Tosif. It's the most convenient place. Big space. Take a look at the very last daf of the Rif. It's Samach Gimel in my print, it's Chaf Gimel in the old print. The last words of the Rif, the last line. I look at the man of Michla. Umisala. Use the P word. Puzzle. Says the Ran, "Mifs levade lav dafka, so nifsa meachshera bekach, so yotzav of his mana." Means she also heka leposta, she neyoshev of the Torah sukkah zachah. That's what the Ran says, what the Balamor says, but the Rif said posta. Says the Ramban, no, doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that. Like this. The last line of column one. Enga makam sabay shol the postal the gamay mechshera amru. So yosabab is man on the psul hamotzia mitoras dira. The also can muksa shibbatin. Flush and psul shayach bishnaim elu. As it says now, if you test, pass yosab ben asuka. What does it mean? Psul is goren v'yekev. It doesn't mean the sukkah is not kosher to sit and to make a brachon. No. Because other examples, paslasu malchus, paslasu medina, nifsu melechol adam, nifsu kelev. Okay. It doesn't really mean it's not a kosher sukkah. The raiva, though, you have the raiva on the bottom. Om Avram, sherzofati huze. It's a rank out. It's for the Frenchman. What the Frenchman say? Doesn't really mean pasl. Look at the ran from the Eretz Yisrael. Amet shvichol lifchos ba'arba. Right? Just a problem. Make a tevel. Hekka b'yalma. What's shvichol ma'vir? You need hekeva de mucha b'inan. If you have the pasli money michla b'sukkah, la mucha cha. That's it. Passes it. Why? Meshe nafsho shalodam kotze behem. V'dil meshovigla. For nothing, I can walk out because there's dirty dishes there. And therefore, can't be good in the sukkah. Wow. Taka really holds his possible. So that's what it says. Rabbi Osai, Shraga. So we passed this idea of Shraga. Badagas Haner. Haner. So what does that mean? I mean, the Ner can also possible. Explains Rashi. Chav Tesam and Aleph. We had Shraga Daf Mem Ches, right? Malik Bos Haner. And that apostles. Rashi. Tamina Chav Tesam and Aleph. Shraga B'Sukka K'tara. Levar B'Mitala. It's a small sukkah. Go back over here. Shraga. A stira. About a candle. Says Rashi. Okay. Sukkah Ktana shall shear mitzumtzum zayin tvachim. Osur la'anicha b'socha. Can't put the candle there. Why? Got the pressure from Rashi that lowers the size of the sukkah, reduces its size. Because you can't sip a cap of a candle and get burned. So you made the sukkah smaller. That's what it sounds like. He says, Tanami is only Zion al Zion. Wow. Zion al Zion. Pella. That's how Rashi understands. Okay. The Balamor, here on Samach Gimel again. The Bishnah Mesukkah Tanami, Mishlam Mishraga Mishum, the less of the Shiur and the Sukkah. Here we go. You're missing the Shiur. Wow. There's no shear. So says the Balamor. We won't be fairish than Rashi. Okay. Rabbi Osai. This is the case. Even if the candle is not lit, it's out. Still takes up space. Look at Tosfos. Anaf Chof Tes Omer Aleph. Look, Aleph and Bar Mitalata. Ein Shraga Menyana Dacher. The Mona Michla Bar Mitalata. Ein Mishah Shein Mishnah Mishmeh. The Mishah Suda Chol Bekara Besukah. Have a shrag about a dog, Mishtamish or the Oro, Usr. Look at Mem Ches, we just saw it. Goes through the whole Sukkah, Sukkah Gemara. Yeah, whole thing. Yeah. Shvam, last few lines. The Usr Bechak, Vishem, last four lines. Haina Taimah Mishum, the Makmina Mesukkah Ketana, Vichashin and Shem, Tisorev Sukkaso. Chashem burned the sukkah down. This is the case. Tana doesn't mean it's only 7 by 7 tefachim. It can be 27 by 27 tefachim. It's still pretty small. And the fire can burn the whole place down. Well, that's a bit of a different vart. Okay? A bit of a different vart. Let me ask you a question. In your house, where does the balabas the light ner Shabbos v'yontif? On Sukkos? Message, a serious question. Who remembers being lit in the sukkah itself? Raise your hand. Who remembers learning in the house? Raise your hand. Chalakas tachtoinim. Shem tachtoinois. The women have different menhagim. What do you light? What do you light? So Rabbi Yoshev said, you should light in the sukkah. Boka machila. Okay. Not everyone agrees. Some say it's a question over here. It shouldn't be done. Okay. Rabosai, is there a third shita? Some want to say the candle was most, if you haven't learned Masechta Shabbos, Cheres, it's Muktzanakas Mias. That's why, like we said before, if it's dirty dishes, be able to. None of the three reasons apply to electric lights. So obviously, electric lights is not a problem whatsoever. Just if you keep this in mind, keep this in mind. Okay. Doesn't apply at all. Okay, Rabbi Osai, yes.
When Ben and I went through the sugya here, it seemed like there's a lot of issues with the Gemara, like with what the Gemara was supposed to do. First of all, isn't it a hachana to bring your kelim?
Oh, I'd love to discuss it with you. Anaf memches, not now.
Okay,
I'd love to discuss it before sukkahs. You know, if we have time, necessarily my true, if we finish these in Yonim, you remind me, I'd love to discuss sukkah by sukkah shmini atzeres. Big fight. Chassidim go crazy about this. But I didn't put it on the Ma'amar Kavos because I don't want to put things where I think I can't get to. If I hurry up, how important is it to you? It's important?
That was just the first question.
Maybe we'll have to hurry things up a little bit the next few Shirim, so when maybe we have to Shir before Yom Kippur, we'll try to sneak in one of the Western Yad Saras. This is all relevant.
Can I ask the other questions? Just
see if ask all the questions.
Okay, that was the first one. Other one is, Rashi even says on Mishnah that when you bring in the kelim, you're not supposed to make a puzzle because you might need the cycle later to like mitayal to sleep. So how can you say that according to one day you're supposed to make a cycle puzzle?
Right. Good question.
From Rashi,
it's not puzzle.
Yeah.
Good. Both disagree.
Rashi says that and mifasel, like he makes a puzzle.
No. Don't.
You lower it.
Puzzle it means they literally remove the schach. You just take it away.
You say you take some down and make a puzzle.
Take it down, puzzle. Yeah. How you do that? Wait till after Sukkot. That,
okay,
that we certainly have to Sukkot. High apostle Sukkot with the schach, with the tfanas, with the dofer akuma. What was after Sukkot?
If you are making a puzzle on purpose, is that considered sosir, like destroying?
But they're discussing it on Chalamay in Eretz Yisrael. We can't do that. For us,
they're saying right after you finish your meal on the seventh day, and
it's Shana Rabbah. It's the seventh day. It's not Yantim. It's Chalamay. That's going to be a big problem in America. We used to eat the sukkah. We're supposed to. Well, shouldn't tip my hand. We should supposed to eat the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And then what do you do? How do you pass it then? Some bring in a garbage can. Some say, we'll get to this. Either before or after, we'll get to this discussion. Sometime. Depends on the schedule. I'll try to hurry up a little bit. Try. Okay, on both sides. Take a look in Rashi. Chof Ches Amid Beis. This is the Mishnah, the last few lines. Umishanan Mesuk, Haini, from a Rabbi Mikra Master Mitalalta, Tony Barber Mitalalta, Lokasha, Rabbi Mikra Sabiuni. We saw before, it's Machlokas Rashi in the Rach. We passed in the Shulchanach, passed like Rashi. Okay, fine. So open up the Shulchanach with Mishnah Berurah, you will have it. Tarfesh Lamites. Shulchan Aruch Sif Dalit, Ushamevin and Medakta Bemashi Yikra, Chutz Sukkah, Deshe Data Miyushevis Olav. What's the Lama as the Mishnah Berurah? Does Tov La Yosef and Mabba Bayis, Shah Avir Yofalo Lahar Chiv Data. What is it, the air in the house? Maybe it's air conditioning. It's a hot day. The AC is on. If it's a cold day, the heat is on. Right? The climate control is better in the house than it is in the sukkah. Okay. Yeshavas hakol lefi inyan. Dim datam yeshavas basukkah yesh lo menuchas sham lo mi basukkah. Ulefamim mosu sheyesh kor umitzdarim yesh lo habi lekos v'layim limuto upat. Usually it's too cold in the sukkah in America. Once was a hot day, pleasant in the sukkah. Usually too cold, disturbs the concentration. Yeah. So the poskim say, take a look at Rabbosi pre-Megodim, if you have it pre-Megodim here. I'll show it to you. This is important for me to show it to you. That's what happened over here. I just pressed something bad.
Which mission brew is that, Rabbosi?
Wait, how do I get to a full screen? I'll see Mishnah Berurah Tarlat Sivkat Nchav Tes. Now I want to show you the big shulchan. You don't have a big shulchan aruch. Something very interesting. Pre-Megodim is divided. You see, it's Mishmas Ozov and Eshel Avraham. Right, one's on the Taz, and one is on the Megodim Avraham. Ashrei mi sheyesh lo sukkah miyuchedes im hatanur v'yuchal lilmod sham v'lishin k'derechos b'dir. Put in a heater into your sukkah.
Isn't that worse than a candle?
Oh, fire has it. If the fire has it, it's awesome. Are there safe heaters? I think there are. Got a safe heater. Will the heater work? I mean, how do they go straight up through the roof? Heat rises. Will it work? What do you say? People have these tents that they make sometimes. They put in heaters. Ever see these big simchas? They make tents in the backyard. But these stairs, it doesn't go straight. It doesn't go. It's covered. It's covered. It's covered. It's covered. So they quote over here in the Dirshu that the Chofetz Chaim bought in the Tanner, and the Reb Chaim Brisky bought in the Tanner. And Rav Sternberg thinks you really have to bring in the Tanner if you can. And he quotes from Nissen Karelis, who says, look, if it's freezing the whole Yantif, you've got to buy a Tanner. But if summertime is cold, it's not mechuyev to bring in a Tanner just for the cold periods. Again, it's a question how far you have to go to fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah. It's all a matter of respect. That's why I turn to the Rush, Perek, Dalet, Simon, Gimel. Says the Gemara, quote Gemara na fem vavos on the Mar Mekomer. So also sukkah b'atzma o meborch shechiyanu nichnas leishin b'omer leishin b'sukkah. Kosel v'ramba yesh the kadesh mu'ubad yishim over la'asiyosa. What's going on? Before you sit, leishin, you sit. L'dvarov heyet sarach l'varech kona shed yikonis bo da'kanisi mitzvah lo yeshiva, come on. Means dwell. The ma'ocha ma'umad hayat sarach levarech ala sukkah. If you eat standing up, still gotta make a bracha. Leishik means to dwell, not to sit. Alavadai came in the midst of sukkah. He achila v'tiul in bavarech achash yoshav mikri shapir over lasiyosim kedisha mishami bebrachas perkaroa. Also sits as the atzma. Oh, my Shekhar Shem Masav Tzivano lasa tzitzis. This atef Omer Shekhar Shem Masavano lis atef tzitzis. Alma afal pi shekvar nis atef. You ready? Put it on. Mavarech. Why? Fisha mitzvah nim sheches kol zman shehu ma'uta fi yome. So to my sukkah. Mitzvah nim sheches kol zman achila. Number one. So even though you walked into the sukkah and you make a bracha, too late, you already walked in. No, mitzvah continues. How much does it continue? Ubas sukkahs teishu pirish tis atu v'yeshev b'kodesh pesach olmoe teishu v'leishev b'sukkah ha'inam elis akim b'sukkah v'im kain v'kishap ov l'asiyos and mevorach achar yeshiva v'kosav ha'ar tzemech gon afa pisha mishenichas l'otzar l'vorach kem mishen l'keva elib yeshiva b'suda. So you wait. But fundamentally, sitting and standing makes no difference whatsoever, according to the Rush. The Rambam says misunderstood the word leishiv. So he says. Watch this now. Yesh kiddush has kos vasuda lefanav son al kos. That's the Gemara Nunvav. We'll get to that. Rabbi Numeir, Miami Wittenberg. We just saw this yesterday in Shulchan Aruch, remember? Fascinating idea, that chap of the of Hilchos Chag B'Chag. This is the Maharal Wittenberg, the first day in the Mechaba. Wow. It's right here in front of us. Beferish. Black and white. Okay. Mishum Dekomar Nichnas Leishiv Mevorech. Since we restrict ourselves to eating, we're not going to make a bracha until just before you eat. It's just for eat. After you already made that motzi, to be paskin the halacha, the maisa, for 2 days in the mechaber, that is what we do. That's what we do. Okay? That's what we do. Fine. What the Rush said earlier, that the mitzvah nimsheches is shver, because we don't do that lechatchila. Chatchila, we try to make a bracha before the mitzvah even begins. I guess that would really mean, make the bracha before you walk in. The second you walk in, you have a mitzvah. Psh. That's what the Gemara means. Nichnas leishiva o leishiva sukkah. What do you mean nichnas? Before you walked in, after you walked in. What do the words mean? Nichnas ba. Huh? As soon as you're walking in. The Maram agrees, make a bracha b'shas achila. When you sit down, it's tchila sachila. According to the Rush, when you make a motzi, it's called tchila sachila. You don't make a bracha to sleeping, we saw. Why? Watch this. Not Rabbi Yehuda's reason we saw on the floor. U'mashay mevorachin ala sukkah b'shas shena, afa pi shematzina b'chome yos b'achila, tochi yos rach chusukah, yishen shurach chusukah, hayna tama, the Shem Halo Yuchal Lishan have a bracha levatola. So many who thought originally, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, the fee sheiker akemer adam osim besuka yachila, avoshar teal v'sheina sheosim besuka tefelim legami yachila, vehi pat rosan. Rabbeinu Hai disagrees and says hanichas besukas chaver lebakro minig yadua sheyavorech bein soad bein lo soad. Go to your friend's sukkah, you make a bracha right away. Could be, it's fine by the Tam. When the Tam says the only reason you don't make a bracha on other things, it's considered tofel to the achila. Now I'm going to my friend's sukkah, I didn't eat there, I ate in my house. Since no, this sort of tefillah doesn't apply. Maybe that's the pshat. Perhaps. That's the hemshech drama of the Rush. Perhaps. Yeah? You look in the Korban the Sanal Nun, he mentions Rav Hai at the end and the Rif. He holds like them. Kopam Shenicha Salvesha Besukah Mevarech. But the Kitz of Piskei Rosh says no. The Rosh agrees to Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah? Okay, back and forth. Kloya Posk. Halacha Lemaise. Minigolim, as it's the Rosh Chodesh. It's still the Minigolim. It's still the Minigolim. Still. We'll make a bracha on eating. Sora Ben Yehuda. Pat is it. Sukkos Chaver. Could be different. Chaver. Every sukkah requires a new bracha. A new bracha. Take a look at what I'm saying. Tosas or Rosh. Take a look. We have that. I put that in my comments too. I think most of you have in this Gemara, correct?
Yep.
Tosas or Rosh. Where is it? Oh, I found it. Tosas or Rosh. Mem Vav. Mem Hey. Mem Hey Medbeis. If you have my print, it's page Chav Tes, column 1. Look what he says. Uma Hashem Mevokan al Hashena Pesuka Af al Pi Shematzina Shei Hashena Chamur Ben Achila Shena Zeroy Zasa. Yeah. In the time, Ika Chova Sukkah Hainu Achila, Shum Bevar, Shas Achila, Nifta Bal Sabracha, Chomad Shikaim, Mitzvah Sukkah, Ben Suda Le Suda, Shein Oshinu Ntiyu, Le Shabbat Sukkah, Shabir Peshas Achila, Potrasa, or else you may fall asleep. So the two reasons we saw before, I quoted here as well. That is obviously the Rosh's Maskana, and that's the Tumul covering the saddle, what it really is. And that's how we pass in the Halach. Take a look in the Mordechai Rabosai. Tof Shin Samach, hey? Once again, he's going to testify that that's the minig. Please look. Here he goes. Tof Shin Samach, hey? Rabbi Natam says, Birchas Leishabesuka. Shebesuda poteres kol David called Vatil Vishina Mesuda Lesuda V'chein Amad Dabar. This is Minik Ha'olam. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Osai. Tov Reish Lametes Siv Ches. Give a quick look. Siv Ches. Dog. Shein Mevarachan Al Asuka Al Bishas Achila. And then Ramoyez Vachi Dog. What kind of funny thing is this? Chava says Nogu and the Hockey Nog. We don't waste ink. We don't waste ink. Now, the Achronim have different levels of severity that this means. So, let me share, although not everyone has a Shulchan Aruch, a big Shulchan Aruch, I'll show you here. Shulchan Aruch. Nagu Shem Evrachim. Fine. Nagu. Okay. Minig Yisrael. Okay. Very good. Says the Magen Avraham. Cause of a smack. Mevrachim. Fein Ochlim Shar. Magosh Arachas. Tomein. Kibina and Teish began to do the Korav Lomar Tavi Brocha Levatola. Oy. Brocha Levatola. Why? He's sitting in the Sukkah. Why should you Brocha Levatola? Why? It's a Mefurash Gemara, Mosai. This is an end of the Mamakal machine. Chav Zayinim and Alf, we saw once before. Gemara says, "What's me teishrei to do? He boy achil, he boy lo achil. Why can't he make a bracha without eating there? It's a pella. Why? That's came to do. That's in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kedira, ma di boy lo achil. Avsuka. That is exactly Dira. What's going on over here? That is Dira. What's going on? Watch. But he says the Rosh, end of Tarmag, after the Nikta say Shabra Kono Achil Ein Lemavarech. V'yu Tov, says the Magen Avraham, Sheyocha Ma'at Baboker, Yivarech, Kedei Sheyiftar Akol, Havlo Achilo Yivarech, Tolo Kishalo. Eat something, to potter the rest of the day. I think it makes sense. You don't want to rely on the idea of the Hemshech. Supposed to at the very, beginning, makes sense. As soon as you walk in, but he says the lashon over here. What do you do? Ma'at. What's ma'at? What's ma'at mean? What is ma'at? Let's see, Mr. Brewer. Everyone has Mr. Brewer. See how he translates the word ma'at. Sifkat memvav. Look inside, please. Naguam. Bitina de Gemara das poskim rishon should be a pasuk of yotzalus so inyana v'lach so teichav binyan she yotzim mitzvah gemura kain arim siach datam in a mitzvah u'kshiyach zor achakach tzorach levorach shenis fila meyah pavim b'yom ey ma shenichas af ha pish ein ha'ochel shem mevarech she gam yeshiva v'amina shem mitzvah kain t'aduru tafe she yotzim gemura l'chres hamdu. So it's last to Sarachal, the Dwarf Suga, and says, okay, fine. Mikom go. Mine kola olam. That's a poskim, she'ena mevorkim, ele b'shas achila. A feel of Yosha b'suga, kodam achila. Sho, ena mevorkim. This feel of the brokha she mevorkim, achakach, al achila. He poteres hakol, shehi ikor. What is this? Retroactive. Rabbi Natan, we saw in your Rabbi, you told you, and he said, you partner from whatever's from breakfast to lunch. But he's had it before breakfast. How can he partner it retroactively? What's he talking about? Mimosa, what's he talking about? Turn the clock back? Back in time? Back in time? Yeah? The reason we brush after washing our hands is because if the hands are dirty, can't make it before.
It still works, almost retroactively. Because you haven't finished drying your hands yet, we still allow it to go on the very beginning. So if you hear, if it's all part of one yishuv or one act in the sukkah, then the bracha in the middle could
be the big chiddush. On a simple level, the exhale they get from tzitzis, the rush is down. I'm wearing tzitzis for an hour, and I need to make a bracha. So the bracha will work for the next 3 hours, but not for the past hour. I work past tense. How do you past tense? I say following chiddush. The ikar is the achila. I make a bracha leishah v'sukkah. I'm making a bracha on the achila, and everything else is tuffle to it, whether it's happened before or happens later. New vort. Chiddush. The bracha on the achila. The rest of the stuff doesn't require a bracha. It's tuchel. The whole klar and hichlus brachas. Ikar and tuchel. We spoke about it when we learned brachas. The bracha is only on the ikar. Tuchel is potter without a bracha. Here too. Bracha is on the achila. And the sitting and the learning is potter without a bracha. So it doesn't matter without a bracha, not afterwards or before. It wouldn't matter. It's a possibility. Fine.
He's stretching the word.
Oh, that's a question. What come out? Whoa, I forgot. Mr. Brewer, whoa, hold on. Kosvach Ronin, Pei Gimel, who's that? Mogan Avraham. Tanochon Adama, Lateskav Das Poskim Rishon, Veleshim Kokach Bavli Bracha. Again, Techef, Bavo, Mr. Knesset, Yivarech, Al Dama Shemichamisha Minim, Fiyokam Yemenu, Ma'at Yose. Mikabetza, Megleisha Basuka. Whoa! Is that what he means?
I don't think so.
Is that what he means? Yochum Ma'at?
I think what he's saying, I'm arguing
that. Ah, Mr. Brewer said.
When you get up in the morning, you have a cup of coffee.
Right.
It's claims up to the breakfast.
Connects.
So, you get into the sukkah, you're going to eat in the sukkah. So you begin by eating a little so that it's all one continuous.
All right. I hear it.
Having a cup of coffee.
I hear what he's saying. But the Mishnah Berurah says no. That means more than the kibbutz.
The question is very unusual.
Okay.
Why didn't you just say shiokol, why not?
Yeah. Good question. Now, the next thing. Watch this. Watch.
Also, he fixates on Boker, which is very interesting. He doesn't say Baruch.
Thank you. Watch this. The Shalom writes, in Mevorach Baboker, Potem, Mevorach Ad Boker Sheni, Tzarechi, Kevish Yoshim Besukah, Lomba Techoshim Alayla Hefsk. If you stay in the Sukkah, you don't have to make a bracha the next morning. What's the Raya? Tzitzis. You sleep in your talis, you don't make a bracha in the morning. For us, Bokim, if you have to come out of shul, because basically that's called a hefsek, can't go on Balayla Kosher hefsek. But every Jew goes to Mincha Marav in shul. I said, I hefsek. As I wrote, in Simen Ches, in the Chesitzis. It's only Yitzhiya Gemura, taking your business. But you only went out for a second to speak to a friend, bring him to the sukkah for Shaito, no new brachas required. Ad Kan Lashona. Who's the quote? Shalom? He says, quote, this is Taralats of Cotton. What I say? Yud Zayin? Make sure we have the right sources. 1 second. Yud Zayin. Ad Kan Lashona. Make sure we have the right person speaking. Hold on. Shalom. Okay, that's who he's quoting. Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
Is the Shalom different from Rabbeinu Tam, or is Misuda Lasuda, does it mean with a hapsik in the middle? It bothers Misuda Lasuda if you left between them. Or is it Mamish?
According to Rabbeinu Tam, the way we saw Rabbeinu Yehuda, Stoisis and Brachas, breakfast takes care of the Achila until the next meal. Whatever's in the Sukkah. He did not discuss a person who leaves the Sukkah.
But if I never left, I make a new bracha.
Never left? Oh, good question. The Pasha Pshara Ben Atam, you make a bracha on breakfast, a bracha on lunch, and a bracha on supper. If I never left, that's a simple read. Chiddush Nifla. He never left the Sukkah. But every eating is a new story. Eating is a big deal called the Ben Atam. As he said, the pot is something in between. It doesn't say about leaving or not leaving. Okay, we'll have to get to that later. Whether that's really true or not. Could be yes, could be no. It's not completely clear whether it's true, whether it's not true. Not clear. But let's go a little bit further. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Mem Ches, notes this. Watch this. First he writes, Hamis Ane Besukas. Unbelievable. That's what it says. Wow. That's what it says. And further, this can happen in your life. Mishaholech be'emtza sudas v'sukos chaveiro. Says the Magen Avraham. Afilim hayem bedata mishatz brocha shele emtza sudas l'sham v'loshem v'chakach miyad. Afil hachi tzorech levarach sham leishem v'sukos. Tehalicha havi hefzik. So he wrote to lech of the sukkah zu, dover sh'os lech of the sukkah, to have levarech, sham, leish of the sukkah. What's going on? That's what he says. Watch this. Oh, skipping a little bit. Shaholech, mes the sukkah zu, what do you do? Simen ches, make a new bracha. Chayn Nirali, Sar Levar, Leshe Besuka, Shainis. Says Mishnah Berurah, not so fast. On the whole, Leshe Tosa Wazil, Simen Ches, the Halicha Hefzik. If you mash a Kasav, the Shom, the Das, Kana Achronim, the Licha Loave Hefzik. Im Hoya, Bedaito, and Sar Levarach, the Suffolk, Brothers, Lehokim. From place to place, you don't make a new bracha against the Magen Avraham. Says the Sharat Zion, Sivkon Sadi Gimel. Watch this. Look carefully. I copied the Graz, first of Abba Sharebi. Takim Ochosha. Yeah. Ida Bay Svetsu says, Bain Sha Ochosha Molo. That's going to the Sovereign. Hala Knisa Levad Gaka Mukhil Levarch. Min Ageinu and okay. Period. Ida Chayana quotes this. Yeah. The Minik Shinogu Rakma Bay So Shader Lakvah Shem Suda. Bay Sacherin Shader Lakvah Suda. Chuli Alma Koshad Nikos Sham Chalabarch. That's the whole fight. What? We follow in the time, it's for sure. Which one of the reasons? If you follow the reason, it's secondary to the bracha on the achila. There's no achila, it's not secondary. You gotta make a bracha, even according to the time. If you follow the reason that we only make a bracha on achila, nothing else, achila is the ikar, nothing else, it doesn't matter, it's too bad. No achila, you don't make a bracha anyway. Two different opinions in Rabbeinu Tam. We saw the real deal. We saw in Rabbeinu Yehuda what he said. We read it together. So it's, which way is it? Gentlemen, we saw it. What would you say? Which way is it? Is it the first way or the second way? What? Can we get it one more time? Okay, so I get it? That's it? This it?
I think it's
off. It's off, gone?
Second.
This?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's read it one more time. What do you think, one minute, Tom? I'll be quiet. You read it and tell me what you think. If a person is he's not gonna make a bracha on eating that day. He's not gonna wash. He's only gonna have fruits. Fruits and vegetables. Take a look. Read it together with me. Basuk on eating that day, have to make a bracha. That's what it sounds like. Wow. Not everyone agrees. Sharat Zion says that's what the Chayyadim says. Okay. Watch this. Mikom go nire, tafilu the day, rakshin nichas sham rotsal neshiv sham. Just to collect a chov, it's not considered to be enough of a yeshiva b'kriyas. But if everyone agrees, I'm not going to run. Chalal. Who says he's right? Because he said, I only copied the Alter Rebbe. I didn't copy the Chayod. That's how Tzadi Gimel starts. What does it say in Tzadi Dalet? The bottom? Base Meir? What happened over here? Mishnah Berurah says, he passed in the Simmons Ches by Tzitzis. Halich is not a hefsek. Im hoya bedaito ein sorech levarech. If you had a mind, may the bracha to go from sukkah hopping. That's the right word to use, sukkah hopping. Yep. From my sukkah to nir. Says Tzadi Dal. Maishta sukkah zu acheres. Kol shlo yisir dati milecho ein sorech levarech shenis. Ben adom ala simen ches. Hosam kol talis mitzvifnei atzmei. Ha'ocha Otto Achilles and Sukha Shnia Mitzvah Neatsme. But the Domel of the Birchas Hamotzi, yeah, You go to shul and come back, it's not hefsek. He says, even if you didn't have in mind, still don't make a bracha. It's about smachlekes, so maybe you shouldn't do it. It's a lam de shavar, Rabbi was saying. Birchas HaMitzvah, what's it on? Is it on limited to this Chefta Shemitzvah? This Peretzitzis? This Mezuzah? A new Chefta requires a new Bracha? Or not? Many possible say, yes. So a new Sukkah should require a new Bracha, unless you have it in mind. That's what's a little bit tricky over here. A little tricky.
No, it doesn't have to be your Sukkah. So it's a mitzvah later, the Sukkah.
It's true. Does that have to be my mezuzah, my tzitzis? I would have said the brachos on this sukkah only. I saw over here in Dirshu, right over here. Look at this. If I finished my meal, went to my friend's sukkah, I have to make a new bracha. That's a pashup shot. And the shame lady passed that way. Rabbi Yoshua says no. 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 He goes further than that. Watch this. If I had in mind, go from my sukkah in Yerushalayim to my friend's sukkah in Bnei Brak, no new brachas needed. Shem Rezama, that's too much. That's already too much. That's a new city. You have to make a new brach. Fasting machlokes from over here.
How many years leaving your own sukkah?
Oh, that's a different story. So the Magen Avraham says as follows. Watch this. I'll show you. I'll read it from my sefer, if you don't mind. Watch this. He says, this is again the Magen Avraham, Siman Tov, Fresh Lamates, Sif Katan Yudzayin. I'm reading the words. Afilu Kfar Achal Nirali the Yachal of Arech. Why? Look what he says. Shigam a yeshiva min a mitzvah. Sitting is also part of the mitzvah. Frek the levush yisrod. Afal gav the kovah kamein atam. En bevorek rak al achila. Zek for gomer achila so birchas amazon. Everyone says no. Hayeshiva she'achar achila mechshiva kachila. Since most poskim say you should make a bracha all the time, all the gabin of time is aminig, the ikka kvir is achila. Means me achila ve'elech kozman she'yosha ve'akol kvirus echad. V'nikol makom kol shaday le'birich b'chasa mazit yivarech le'sha besukah V'yochal miyat. A little bit, again a little bit. What he's saying is his father, Chiddush Neira, that the bracha goes on eating b'kvius. Everything after that is included in the achila b'kvius. Sitting there at the end, sitting there at the beginning, eating a little bit, it's all included in one b'kvius. That's what it says. What it says over here. That's what it says. Wow. And Rabbi Avad Yosef, Chazon Avad Yosef, that once you sat there, then anything you eat, the smallest amount, is chayim and sukkah. But he does not agree to Magen Avraham if you're just sitting there. That's too much already. Just sitting there is no. Rabbi's sitting either before or after is included. Rabbi Avad says no. Only eating, even a small amount. That's a machlekes. It's a machlekes. Now Rabbi Osai. Go back to our here. Something which is an unbelievable. Wow.
The top, up top.
Sorry. Okay. Rabbeinu Menoch has a Chiddush Neira, but Mamish Neira. No one accepts it. Watch this. Watch. Ochla Roy Pirish. Dafka isuhu the lechem of the heaven. Have a chadchila. Osu lecho lechem kazayas umala. Chutzasuka. Wow. mafurish in Mishnah. Ochlin v'sholsin aroi chutz the sukkah. How can he say such a thing? How can it be? It's impossible like him. We don't pass like him. We don't pass like him. Finished. Now, a person leaves a sukkah and comes back. What do you do about that? He leaves and comes back. Watch this. Did you go out and come back? Make a bracha. Let's just walk out for a second. So I said, Tas. Even though, watch this. Quotes Tosis, sukkah, make a bracha on every meal. Watch. Why sukkah, make a bracha on every meal? And bracha the Torah once a day. Shani Torah, you never give up. You're supposed to learn all the time. Chila sukkah, shah kavua. Masha is that. That feeling how you're daito, hayom, lechos beis, pump the sukkah, sorok levarach shenis. Tim lo came, hamakshin atosis, mi hope it tore vali, vadat lo limot. We hope. Achakach. Ella poshut, besukkah sorok levarach, bechol inyin, levarach shenis. They had this distinction. Frank the Taz, says it's quoted in Shimon Reish Zayin. You walk into a store of fragrances, perfumes. You go in, you go out. Birchas Harech al Kol Pam says the tour. Dab Shalohei that Lachzer, that the Lachzer lo Yevarech lo Asak Adaite. Doesn't matter. You go a long time. If you plan to go back, don't do bracha. So why is it here different? Why? What's the difference? That's his question. Near the Taretz. Dafke b'sukkah yesh b'zman kavua. Then a b'shas achila, certain set times for eating. Hakachah b'shus b'yolah says b'zeh b'inon kol shasho har be'likar adin ben yisir l'chnisa make a new bracha. Ben a time even if you didn't leave the sukkah, doesn't matter. Birchas amaz is a new bracha. Here it's going on your bench. You wash all over again. A new bracha. Afila v'yadat atchila. Oleh, Zahavi Kamo im Hoyolaila Bentayim, the Pshidalo Mahani Dato Hayom, Hamashi Yokal Mokher, the Lamokha Havayin Yanacher, so to Babayom, every meal has its own time. Reak is no time. So writes the Taz. So, a Chiddush. Does everyone agree? No. Kosovo Levush, those guys. They eat again in the new bracha. Tos kamo biyada. Lo sichu data mishiva sukkah shakva birchol lev sukkah mishah. No. What's going on over here? Tos kamo. Adka. Excuse me, he says the Magen Avraham. I'm tomed about lavush. Didn't look at the original sources. Right, what did the Rosh say? Leishav is this. Ake besukkah, Rebbe Osai. Against the Rambam. Doesn't make a difference. They went in, they went out, came back. Kviyas achila, kevach nigmar kviyas harishin, chayav lavzal levar al kviyas sheni, kevach shemayrot zalatzis chutz sukkah achila. Also lo, chal v'shiva sukkah gam b'osa pam, chal levar al chiyu beis bracha rishonik for kolsa, the birchas hamazon. Ma'ash the birchas hamotzi. What's going on? If I made a motzi and I benched, what do you do now? You want more bread? What do you do? A new amotzi. Make a new leshem besukkah. Do we pass in this way? Look at Sharatzian, this is the last thing for today. Sharatzian Pei Vav. Hine yikir adin dal achil ha-shniya en tzor levorech, shlo yotza, misukosu ben tayim, levush, shalom, olon avrom, ayin and taz disagrees. Yeah? Rov ha-chonk ba-kulam, eskimu ladina, en tzor levorech, who are they? He gives a whole list of 10 people. That's if you stayed. But if you left, well, we have to stop. If you left in the middle, it's suspense. If you leave in the middle, we're leaving in the middle. We're doing exactly what's happening over here for a whole day. One day doesn't come for the next day. So tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, we'll continue with these in Yom Kippur.